you, everyone, for joining us this afternoon. I'm going to turn it over now to our moderator for this, Keith Ryan Cartwright.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today to talk about the JW Hart PBR Challenge, which, of course, takes place Saturday, May 31st in Decatur, Texas. Just for a little background information, this is the 15th year of the event, and during that time, J-Dub and his committee have raised over $700,000 for various charities throughout Wise County. That also includes the five homes they gave away last year to some wounded veterans. They gave away one earlier this year, and they'll be giving away two more the night of the event on May 31st. Obviously, we've been, as you guys know, streaming some of our touring pro events on PBR.com. But as is the case with J.W. Hart and the history of this event, always the case for first. This will be the first time that the broadcast will actually feature announcers specifically for that broadcast. In the past, many of our touring pro events feature the in-arena announcers who are obviously announcing for the folks who are in the arena and you're sort of dropping in on them. This particular night, we're going to have Brandon Bates, two-time world champion Justin McBride, will be doing the play-by-play. And then Amy Wilson from RFD will be behind the chutes doing some behind the chutes interviews, and we'll stream this entire event on PBR Live that night. And then obviously the reason we're here is for the 1,000 miles from home $25,000 winner take all challenge, featuring the reigning PBR world champion, J.B. Mooney, on Asteroid, and the reigning PRCA champion, J.W. Harris, will be on Shepherd Hills Tested. And I thought to kind of start things off, let's let J.W. Hart sort of talk about how this particular challenge this year came together and sort of came to be.
Well, I think, Keith, that this for the for everybody to know, I mean, there's always been, I don't say it's a rivalry between the PRCA and the PRCA or the PBR, because I don't think neither one of the organizations has made it a rivalry. I think the fans and the media have kind of made the rivalry of the two. And I just thought, you know, especially since JW's kind of come over this year and made a debut of it, of making the Built4 Tough Series. And I think if it had been any other guy, I probably wouldn't have pursued it. But I think he's the guy that can pose a challenge to the guys on the PBR side. I think he's one of the only guys I've seen that rode good enough and I thought could really stand up against the best guys in the world, against the best bulls in the world. And we're always, at Decatur, we're always looking at doing something to, you know, self-hick, of course. And I think with JW coming across this year, and him being the reigning world champion of the PRCA, and JB being the reigning champ of the PBR, it was a no-brainer that to give the fans what they want to see, and that's to see those two guys go head to head, and just before it gets any further, I don't have a favorite in the deal. I've known JB longer and probably have a better relationship with him, but as far as to think who's going to win on what day on what bull, I'm going to leave it up to them guys and the fans to pick and decide, because at the end of the day, I probably need both of them to hit the ground so I don't lose $25,000.
In going forward, I think it's probably best we start with Brett Hoffman, one of our veteran reporters who's covered the PBR for 21 years, and I don't know how many years before that, Brett, you've been covering the PRCA, but do you have any questions for the guys?
Well, I'll just ask JB, then I'll ask JW. How do you feel about competing against each other? I mean, you represent two real venerable associations here.
Well, the way I look at it is, it ain't really we're pinned against each other. I got a job to do when I get there. He's got a job to do, and you know, it ain't like we got the easiest bulls to get on. We got a tough road ahead of us. Each one of us to ride either one of them bulls, but you know, it just adds some excitement. I don't think we're really pinned against each other. We still got to ride the bull we get on, and then the scores will fall into place.
What do you think, JW?
I mean, it's pretty much what JB said. I mean, it's not that I'm going against JB. It's just going to be another bull another day. And, you know, we always compete against the bull. And you know, and I hope JB rides his bull and I ride my bull. And we'll let the judges sort it out after that.
That's a good way to put it, and all.
I hope both of us stay on so we can watch JW cry, because he's going to have to pay one of them.
Exactly.
You want him to empty his pockets, in other words.
Okay. I'll say this. If you both make the whistle, I just assume you score the same thing and just split it down the middle.
And That would be a good deal. JB Moody, what do you think about JW Harris's, what do you think about him as a bull rider? And I'll ask JW the opposite question. You can follow on that.
Well, like JW said, you know, there's only a couple that stand out in the PRC that you could, you know, think that could ride these rank of bulls every weekend, and he's one of them. You know, he's kicked everybody's butt in the PRC, I don't know how many times. So, you know, and I've seen him at rodeos, and he comes over there, and there was a lot of people running their mouths, fans and stuff, saying that, you know, he couldn't handle it and everything, and he shut all them up pretty quick.
JW, what do you think? And that will be my questions.
I mean, it's out there for everybody to see that, I mean, JB is, I mean, just look at the buckle that he wears on his belt. That tells you how good of a wearer he is. You don't get that by accident. You don't get it because you got lucky that weekend or something like that. I mean, the guy rides good. He tries hard, and he doesn't gripe and complain about something. He just goes out there and does what he does.
I guess I have one more question. Each of you, would you talk about your bull, like JB, I know you're going to face Asteroid, and JB, you're going to face Asteroid. Please talk about that, and JWP, talk about your bull that you'll face too. For saying that, that'll be my, again, that'll be my questions.
Last time I got on Asteroid, he threw me over his head, so... Hopefully it goes a little different this time. I've been on him three or four times. I rode him once. Tested. He's, those boys, they asked me which one I thought would be easier, and you can't really say there's one easier than the other one. They got two totally different bucking patterns, but they're equally as rank. You know, Tested, he's got a little more forward movement. He's bigger, stronger. But Asteroid, he's got a lot more kicks higher and a little faster than Tested. So, you know, it. Either one you get on, it's going to be the same. You got to ride them a little different. But I'm happy with what I got, and hopefully we don't do what I did last time.
What do you think, JW?
I've seen Tested for a long time, and you know, obviously he's PRC Bull of the Year. And he's kind of a little that I've always wanted to get on. I think he kind of fits my style. I ride bulls better away from my hand than I do into my hand, and you know, that's what, as a bull rider, is what I think. I know as far as I do, I crave getting on them bulls that nobody else rides and nobody, frankly, else wants to get. That's why your bulls is driving bulls.
And this leads me to another question. JW, you've done really well on the PBR tour. How are you liking the PBR tour?
Oh shoot! I'm liking it for sure. You know, it's been a little different transition than going to rodeos and stuff. But you know, as far as all in all, it's just another bull ride, and that's the way I try to treat them. And you know, it's been a cool experience.
That's good. Well, you're doing a great job. And that are my questions. I don't want to be selfish here. I want to open up all these other veteran journalists.
Let's go with Steve Goldberg from North Carolina.
Hi. Actually, I was just mostly listening. Follow what JD's been doing, but I did have one question just in regard to how it has been for JD defending the title this year, and also whether he quit smoking yet.
Heck no, I ain't quit smoking. I'm out in writing on Twitter.
Okay. How's it been being on top of the hill and having to defend the title this year?
Well, I kind of fell back off that hill. It's been up and down this year. I've been beat up a little bit, but that ain't no excuses. I need a little time off. I was glad to break the hill when it did. But feel good now. I've been riding horses, been roping a little bit, and I'm ready to go on sports.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Jolie, you had joined us from Las Vegas early. Did you have any questions?
Sure. For both guys, I both kind of got beat up a little bit at the last two Built for Tough events. First of all, maybe talk a little bit about those injuries and what sorts of treatments or whatever you're undergoing to be ready for this match.
My treatment's toughing up a little bit. I got sold up pretty good, and that was about it. I shouldn't have been such a big baby.
You don't need a foot to ride a bull, so we'll live.
Okay, another one for JB. It's been almost 2 years since you got on Asteroid. In the last few outs that you've been watching him, how would you say he stacks up now as a bull compared to where he was there, and does that change your game plan at all?
I don't change my game plan. Once I get there, he'll go either way, but I don't really pay attention to bulls a whole lot, because once you get in that bucking shoes, you got to have a mentality like you've never seen a bull before, because, you'll try to set a trap for him, and when you set a trap, you get caught in it. So once I get there and I put my rope on him, he's a bull I've never even seen before.
All right. And JW, you mentioned getting the feed tested quite a bit, and both of you guys talked about how he moves forward quite a lot. Any game plan? How do you combat that?
I just match him move for move and stand for 8 seconds. Keep hand in the rope.
I'm simple enough. Let's see. Oh, the question is: this event inside? Is this an indoor event?
No.
It's outdoor. Okay, does that change anything for you all? Obviously, most of the Built For tests are inside, and JW, of course, being rodeos, a lot of times, does that give you any advantage? I imagine it's pretty hot and humid in Texas right now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sweat a little more. Just a little stickier. But it helps a little.
I think that was the question. Thank you, guys.
We'll move to Eddie Goldman. And for those who are familiar, he has an online blog called No Holds Barred, and typically writes about MMA, and actually, I believe that he can correct me. Introduced to the sport by Craig Hummer.
Yeah, I had Craig Hummer ago. I did go to the event in New York where I'm located, Madison Square Garden. It was a really good event, and I'm glad to be on. And I first have a question for J.W. Hart. I'd just like to know, do you see that this particular event has real historical importance given the whole history of the PBR and the originators originally being with the PRCA? Do you think this is kind of an historic head-to-head match?
I think it's the first time that we've seen the PRCA and the PBR champs go head-to-head. You know, back in the early days, of 92, 93, when Tuff Edelman had his event there in Fort Worth. Each year you'd see the match about the top five or six guys. You'd see Tuff and Ty and Cody and Jim Sharp and those guys. They'd all have a match one night. But since then, there hadn't been much head-to-head battles between guys and matches put on. I don't know of one in the last 10 or 15 years that's been put together. So, you know, been a lot of matches between guys and bulls, but never between the guys. And I'm kind of like both those guys. It's really not between them. It's between them and their animal. But the fans, and I'm a fan. I can't see no difference, but I think us as fans, we just want to see those two guys go at it, and where they don't have to worry about nobody else. They just got there and see two champs go against two champion bulls, and let the cards roll where they want to. And if that's historical, then we'll ride that wave a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's just guys getting on bulls, and I just want to see the best guy and the best bull win, and let the fans have fun and see what they want to see.
Okay, and for J.W. Harris, could you talk a little bit about that? I know it's you against the bull, but do you see this as kind of special given that this is the champion versus champion?
I mean, you know, pretty much just what J.W. Hart said. I mean, I guess really the whole headline of it is me versus J.B., but, you know, that's what the people want to see, and you know, so that's what they're going to get. But, you know, like I said earlier, it's not me going against J.B. I can't control anything that he does. You know, he's got to go out there and control his own destiny, and I control mine. And hopefully we ride both of them and you know, but, you know, as far as a rivalry or me going against JB or any of that, that's just what people want to see, and that's just, you know, is what it is.
How is it, you know, some people I know in the past have tried to compete in both the PRCA and the PBR. How has that been for you? Do you plan to continue competing in both, and is it created a little bit of a conflict or too many events for you?
Yeah, no, you know, with the Built for Tough deals, you know, if you get on tour, you got to go to them bull ridings, and you know, you're stupid if you don't go to them because they pay so good. But you know, with the rodeo deal, you can pick and choose where you want to go and enter the rodeos that pay the most money and go to those. And, you know, so really it's not going to any more than I would if I wasn't going to a bull ride. You know, I'm going to about the same, but winning more money.
Okay, and a question for JB also. This is, again, being billed the world champion versus world champion. Does that give you any added extra pressure, or is this just you just take this in stride as another event?
Just another bull, another event. You know, like he said earlier, we ain't against each other. He's got a gold buck around his waist for a reason, and I do too. And you know, you like JW and JW Harris said that, you know, the fans want to see it, and so you give the fans what they want. That'll bring more people. And you know, JW called me, and he's offered $25,000 to the winner. So, one bull of $25,000, I'm in.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we'll turn it over to Richard Green. I know Eddie had referenced the historic moment, and since Richard, you're in Wise County, I figured perhaps you would have some follow-up to that.
Yeah, the first question I was just going to say, is there any difference as far as strategy or as far as how you go into this event with it being a head-to-head matchup? Or?
Not really. All the rules are the same. Mm-hmm. 8 seconds, get off.
What about you, Mr. Harris?
Sorry, I lost you. I had to be back in. What's the question?
Oh, I was just wondering, I mean, is there anything different as far as strategy or your approach and everything with this, you know, being a head-to-head matchup? Or?
No, I mean, just leg on each side, hand and rope, hold on for 8 seconds. That's just the way it, you know, that's the way I approach every bull. And, you know, I don't care if he turns back flips or not, or if JB's getting on one and I'm getting on one, it's the same every time.
More, Richard?
No, not really. I mean, most of the questions I had been answered so far, so I appreciate it. Good luck, guys.
Let's go with Jason Hetland from Rodeo Roundup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming on today. I just got a couple questions for you. You know, J.W. Harris, you came on tour. You've been on six, and it's been, you know, your second stop in, you come up to a second place, you've got one top five, one top time, you're riding a high right now coming into this, and JB, you know, we've known each other for a while, and you're on your high, but you're battling a lot of injuries, and they talk about the world champ slump, you know, it's the deal that everybody talks about. What is your confidence going in? And that question is of both of you. We'll start off with JB.
I know I grabbed them bulls. The injuries, that's part of it. The way I've always said, if you can't deal with injuries, you might as well not grab bulls at all. So I don't whine about the injuries. I don't use them as an excuse why I got thrown off or anything like that. And they talk about the world champion slump. That's just crap. You know, if you're in a slump, you rode your way in there, you rode your way out. You just got to keep your chin out and know you can have these bulls to keep going at it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, but you got to have the attitude that they want out there and throw you off.
And JW, same thing?
I feel like I show up to anywhere, and I feel like I show up to win it, I don't show up to lose. And if I'm being treated, you know, I feel like my confidence is always high, and there's nothing that can throw me off.
Yeah, and then the next question is for you again, J.W. Harris. You know, there's a lot of talk about the difference in the animal athletes between the PRC and PBR, and both of you are going up against two of the top bovine athletes in the world right now. And what are your thoughts on the differences, if any, between the bull power between the two associations?
There's just more. Great bulls going to the PBR than there is to the rodeos. I mean, there's every bull you get on is a good one there, and it's not to give you rewrite versus, you know, you get the rodeos, you might have a week without getting on one of them, or even longer, than really good bulls like a Tested or, you know, or something like that, or, you know, you may not ever get to get on a bull like that, you know, and it's just all fun. But, you know, I mean, PRC has some
good
bulls, just not as many as PBR does.
Yeah, and JB, coming up, now you said that you just need to you know, quit being a baby and all, but how are the injuries healing, and are you going in 100% right now to this deal?
I hadn't been 100% since my bull ride career started. But I feel good. I've been riding a bunch of horses. My hip loosened back up. My elbow's good. I guess I'm gonna start wearing my old elbow brace again. I should have been wearing it all along, but hard headedness took over there and I didn't wear it. But I'm gonna wear it. Start wearing it again. And other than that, there ain't nothing wrong with me.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you guys, and we'll be watching from over here in Minnesota. So I'm done, Keith. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keno, you've been on the road and then been at all the, I think almost all the Middleport Tough Series events this year. What questions do you have for the gentleman?
You know, I've got a fantastic list of questions, and every doggone one of them has been asked already so far, but just one quick one that I have is for JB, do you feel like having ridden both these bulls? I know you said you look at it every time like it's a brand new bull, but do you feel like they give you any advantage at all?
No. Instead of your rank bulls, I've watched it for a long time going to the NFR, and I don't have no advantage to them. Sometimes that's a disadvantage being on a bull so many times because you got to set traps for them, things like that. That's why I always go at them thinking, you know, it's a bull I've never seen before, ride them jump for jump. But there's an advantage.
Do you both agree that either one of these bulls is capable, you know, if you cover the bull, of bringing you the scores you need to win this deal, either one you could ride either bull and score just as high?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then the question I had for J.W. Hart is, if this goes over well and the fans seem to really respond, is this something you're going to look at maybe doing between the champions every year from now on out, or that you'd look at for future events?
It's a year-to-year case. Last year the big deal was Bushwhacker. Could have had him here this year, but he's in California right now. It just wasn't geographically feasible to get him there in time. If that's what the fans want, enjoy it, and we'll do something every year to make it special. That's one thing we will guarantee, whether it be a match in PBR or BRCA or the PBR World Champ and the PBR Champion Bull. We'll do something. We'll do something big.
That's kind of a lot that hasn't already been asked. I think it's a great idea, and I think two of the best of the best going head-to-head, and I wish both of you the luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we saved my favorite for last. I can't wait to listen to Butch Furman talk with that radio voice.
Well, thank you. Hey, a lot of questions asked, a lot of answers I was already looking for, but that's okay. J.W., I guess your decision to come over to the PBR. Tell us about that. Tell us about how this all happened, your phone call, and how that was received.
Tex called me and offered me three exemptions, and it'd be stupid not to take it, and so I took it and ran with it.
JB, we've talked about this rivalry where you guys are just concentrating on the bulls and you're not for the fans. It's still exciting. You think this is healthy for the sport? I just think that this means so much to the fans. What are your thoughts on PBR versus PRCA?
Oh, yeah, the fans are going to like it. Everybody's got their own opinion. And whether it's right or wrong, everybody's got their own opinion. And some people are for the PRCA, some are for the PBR. So it's going to, you know, it's... You got both sides interested in it, both sides weighing in on it, so it's going, the fans, they're going to be battling it out, and we're just going to ride our bulls.
Very good. Hey, thanks, guys, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Leave it to me to end it with a question, and this is for J.W. Harris. A lot said about you and the PRCA, but the fact of the matter is, you've made the transition to the PBR. Do you really feel like you're representing just the PRCA, or do you feel as though you're a PBR rider who happens to have some PRCA ties?
I think I'm just a bull rider. I mean, I'm not representing the PRCA in this match, and you know, I'm just representing the accomplishments that I've made as an individual. And as far as I don't feel like I'm a PBR rider with PRCA Go Buckle. I'm just a bull rider that they wanted in this match, and so that's the way I feel about it.
All right, thanks for joining us, and that's two electric personalities, J.W. Mooney, J.W. Harris. Mention their names online, and the social media lights up again. It's the J.W. Hart PBR Challenge, Saturday, May 31st. It'll be streaming on PBR Live. I don't know if Denise has any other closing statements. Otherwise, I will say thanks for everybody joining in, and I thought this was a great half hour.
Yeah,
And I thank you all, too. I think it was a great half hour as well. And I look forward to possibly doing more of these in the future.
And I do have one question right quick, if it's okay. How can people get tickets if they actually want to attend the event?
It's you can buy them there in Decatur, or I think it's wbcchallengers.org. You can look it up and get tickets there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Should be on the people's back. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep.